we can go to 1 Corinthians 12, we may get there. Really what I want to do is just want to thank everybody. You know, we talked about, we all went to Revive. We went to this just wonderful teachings, and I just want to say I just so appreciate everybody that stayed back. Like Josh, I understand the message and all that was awesome. And I like the whiteboard with the little dot deal. You know, it was really awesome because that is so, so true. We always seem to focus on when we got so much that we could focus on, we seem to focus on these little things that we think that are big issues in our life. And I just want to say that just for this reason right here. You know where my mom lived, right down here, you know, our house? Well, the neighbors right next to them, their house burnt this week. And so they lost everything. And so I was over there with them. We were mowing and everything Thursday. And, you know, in just one moment, life is good. And the next thing you know, you don't even have any clothes to wear, you know, except for whatever you had. Nobody was in the house. They were visiting somewhere. And so there again, we can put things in perspective, can't we? Whenever we think, what are we going through? And then the next thing you know, you don't have anything. The investigators were there yesterday, and they were going through. And since they rented, person who owned the house had insurance, but they didn't have any insurance. So we have a love offering to give them already. It's just now trying to get back with them because they were over there Thursday cleaning out, and they had gotten so much of that. It just, you know, messed up their lungs trying to get all of their stuff out of there and trying to see what they could. And they didn't have anything to say. So I really appreciate that message because it just turns around and right next to us, you see something happen. But I do want to thank everybody who stayed back and what y'all did here. Now also, you know, I want to thank those who went. And I'm just going to thank everybody. And the reason is because, you know, we've been talking about, in 1 Corinthians, we've been talking about the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit. And they operated there very well, not only in the conference, but outside in the lobbies and everything else. And I'll give a few testimonies of that in a minute. But, you know, like with Kay and Sherry, we were saying, you know, for lunch and supper, they were feeding on an average around 50 to 55 people, you know, at a time. That's twice a day. And so where did they get a lot of the food? They got a lot of the food from you guys that cooked and everything and helped send them up there with this food. Because it is feeding Brad and is feeding all the other speakers. It's feeding people who's out there ministering the word. And they don't have time to go out in a restaurant and grab something to eat. And here we are on Shabbat. So what I'm saying is there's a lot that went behind the scenes of... I'm going to ask Lisa a question. Do you know, did you count the prayer request that was in the boxes, or do you just know?
I read through them, and it took, me personally, it took an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow. Okay. Now, this is what happened. They asked me and Tammy. Now, you know I don't like going up front. She can do it. I just usually stay in the background. We do the offerings. But they asked us to do a little portion on Rosh Kodesh. And so we did that little portion of about 15 to 20 minutes. And we were sharing how important it has been in our lives here of acknowledging that the Father is in control of the very first day. And we went through this little segment, but we had these boxes set up for, and we handed out paper for them like we do here to write their prayer request. And it took, I don't know how long for them. They lined up, I thought maybe just a handful. I mean, they had two long lines of people with their prayer requests. And so we brought them home. And on Tuesday, our group is going to pray over them like they do our, you know, our prayer requests. Yes.
We have two prayer requests and another language.
Oh, do we really?
Those that actually did not know how to speak English went ahead and put their prayer requests
down in their language. Amen. Is that not awesome? There's a lot of things, and when I say a lot of things happening, I don't look at numbers. I don't look at something to where there's 100,000 in a coliseum and all of that. That doesn't move me. But to have 900 or so people that was happened to be there, they picked a venue because they didn't really know how many was going to come, and it ended up maxing out the venue. But the beautiful thing is you see people that's very, very hungry for His Word. And for an example, we've been talking about the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit. I was sitting in the lobby Me and Dennis Shemansky, we were sitting there, and we were talking about the conference, and we're talking about different things. And all of a sudden, there was this family walked, and I'm sitting in a little cubby hole. You know how if you're in a lobby of a hotel, they got little things where they got a little seat here and a table. Then there's a little wall, you know, to give you some privacy. So I just needed a place to sit down. I've been walking all over the place. But this guy came by, and he was walking, and he looked, and he saw me, and he stopped for just a moment. Then he walked like this, and then he turned around, and he came, and he just stood. Well, Dennis, when I was talking, I said, hey, come here. And I said, yeah, I said, can we help you? And he said, I need prayer. He said, my neck is had problems in the C1 vertebrae and this, that, and the other. And I heard y'all were talking about prayer, and I would want you to remember me. I said, we're going to pray for you right now. And literally, he sat down with us, and I put my hand on his neck, and I felt heat like a heat pad. And he done like that, you know, and just right there, just, you know, because we're talking about being ready when somebody needs something. And I was just encouraging him, but just to sit there and pray for him. And then as I was praying, and I'm just praying, right? And because, like I said, to be a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, you don't make this stuff up. You know, but just in the praying, and I just felt that it's his Father in his lower back, that you would strengthen his lower back. And so I just prayed that. He never said nothing about his lower back. So anyway, but then he left and he went. But the next day he came, he said, I just wanted to tell you that my main focus has always been my lower back. And he said, I know I didn't tell you that. But you can see, and that built his faith. And so the reason why I'm bringing this up too is that the last night Brad felt led, because as he ministered to people, he was ministering to some young people in another country. And there were a lot of young people, and they were fired up, and they were just excited, and, you know, they were there, and he was telling us the story. And then as he'd been teaching, and then all of a sudden he just, as we say, popped in our head, but he was just, by the manifestation, just said, how many of you people have been saved and have a personal relationship with Yeshua as your Savior? He said, not one raised their hand. They were just all churched, but none of them had a personal relationship. And he said, I just took it for granted, but the Holy Spirit dropped into his spirit. They need to be saved. And so they got saved right there. So he gave an opportunity at the end of the conference. And so some of us were there. And then also that guy brought his wife, who had some shoulder problems and different things, and up here and said, would you pray for her? And so we prayed for her, and the daughters came up. And there was a whole line of different ones. Jeremiah and Tiffany, he had them to pray, because some of the young people, you know, so he had some of us up there. So what I'm saying is this, the Father is still in the business of ministering to his people. Amen. And what I really love about this is, and they love, is they're getting spirit and truth. They're getting spirit and truth. And that's the thing that Brad was emphasizing, and the thing that we always want to emphasize too, that we walked by the Spirit for a long time, but we didn't have the truth of the Torah. But now that we have the truth of the Torah, you don't want to walk away from the Spirit. It's got to be both, because true worshipers worship me in spirit and truth. Because see, here's the thing. When we're talking about the gifts of the Spirit, the thing about it is when somebody needs healing, I mean, for them to get a word, they're like, oh, yeah, oh, whoa, I'm still in pain. No, I mean, it's good to have this word that the Father's going to give me $20, but I need healing to take place. And so I'm really believing and seeing it already in operation when we were on that trip. I'm already seeing it with people here that have needs. I know that different ones in here, and, you know, maybe during these next couple of weeks and however it rolls, you know, we will be able to, there's going to be testimonies that come out. Because I know that people that were at Revive, I've heard different ones talk about how they were personally ministering to people about the Holy Spirit, about the Torah, about just life. And it really, I hate to say it like this, but sometimes it become a Sunday thing. It become a church thing. It's got to be an everyday thing. It has to be who we are. You know, like Tammy says, it's not just what we do, but it is who we are mainly. And it has to be something that we walk through. So with that, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. There's a lot of other things that's happening that probably later on we'll discuss. I need to discuss some things with the elders before I discuss them out here. But there's a lot of good things that's happening. Amen. So y'all just be praying for us in this ministry and down the road. I want to start in verse 11 because just to recap just a little bit, we had talked about in 1 Corinthians 12, we talked about like right here, it talked about verse 4, 5, and 6, a variety of gifts, services, and activities. But remember, you know, our Heavenly Father, His Son Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, is all in a cod. It all works as one. We all talked about a little bit a couple of weeks ago that there is no God of wisdom, God of knowledge, God of, you know, and that's what in the time of the Corinthians, they would have made each one of these gifts, they would have made a god out of them and probably made a little statue or a necklace or whatever we could have. You know, what would wisdom do? What would knowledge do? What would the God, you know, whatever. But he's really telling us. So now in verse 11, I want to pick up here because I want to get through this and then we'll go back later and we'll take, we'll walk through each one of these gifts later. But it says this, all these are empowered by one and the same Spirit. He's driving this home. Who appropriates or who apportions to each one individually as what? As he wills. This is what's so important. Our Heavenly Father is the one who gives us these gifts. He's the one that gives us the unction. He's the one that decides. And we just need to be obedient and open to be used. Amen. What we don't need to do is what we've seen in the past or what I've experienced in the past. I'm not the prophet of the house. You know what? I'm not the prophetess of the house. I'm not the healer. I'm not, you know what I mean? Certain times people felt comfortable operating in certain gifts of the Spirit, then they became that person. We have to be able, as the Father ministers through us as He wills, He uses us. Amen? Because, I mean, look, I'm just as raw as it can be, and y'all know that. When somebody asks me to pray for healing, I'm believing for healing for that individual, but I want to see the healing. Too many times we pray for headaches. I can't see that. My headache's gone, okay? Your headache's gone. I am so thankful that your headache's gone. But manifestations and power, I want to see cancer fall off of people. Amen. I want to see people that's got issues upright. I want to see back issues healed. I want to see vertebrae. I want to see disc. And I want to see, this is the manifestation and the power. Somebody to take up their bed and walk. Somebody's eyes to be open that's been blind. That's the power in the man. Because, you know, we're going through the daily delights and Tammy's been writing these things every day, being diligent to study and try to put these out there. But day 5 is always about power. And these are the power gifts. And it is about power. It is about what He is to do in our life to transform us. This is not a magician show. Amen. That's not what it's ever been about. So you're not going to have certain power things happen all the time. But when it needs to happen, it needs to happen. And because I just want to see the day that when we lay hands on everybody, everybody's healed. Amen. That's my desire in my heart. I know He's bringing us to that place. And I'm not trying to, I don't know how to say it. That's my heartfelt desire is to be used in a gift and for us to be used in the gift. But guys, we have to set ourselves up for that. Amen. We have to set ourselves, we have to be ready every day. That's why I'm saying if we're not praised up, you're not going to be a warrior. We have to be ready, praised up. We have to be ready to go. Like Josh is teaching, if we got one dot tearing us up in our life and we're focusing on one thing, it strips us to where we can't be used by the gifts. We can't be used by His power because we're worrying about who? Something on us. Satan, that's what he does. He gets us focused on ourselves. He gets us focused down on me, what I'm going through, what this is, what this is, what this is. And I'm telling you, and I've learned this, serve your way out of your problems. Serve your way out. He don't like that when people are serving people, when he's trying to bring people down. He doesn't like, you know, I sit there and I saw these people, they were throwing their trash out. And I'm talking everything smoking, black, burnt, nasty. And I asked him, I said, because I mowed mom's yard, you know, I said, can I mow your yard? Me and Jay went over there, he weeded. He said, yeah, if you would. And so we mowed all of that and cleaned it up as they was dragging stuff out. But you know what? As they were going, I saw her. She walked out there and she had some stuff and she threw it away. And there was the Bible. And there wasn't a black mark on that Bible. It was blue. It was blue. It was baby blue. And all of this was just as white as it could be. And she pulled that thing out of all of that black and out of all that paper, all that other junk that was burnt up. And she brushed it off and she took it. And she put it up. Satan can't win this. Amen. He can't beat this. This is his written word. He can't burn this. He can try and all of the above. For a house is burned. If you ever go in there, it burnt through the floor. It burnt through the ceiling. But this, wherever this word was at, because stuff was all around it burned up, this was not burned up. It was just like if you see it right here. As I was mowing, I was so encouraged to see that. Because there again, I mean, she was devastated, guys. The mom, the wife, she was devastated. She was holding tears back. She'd cry and hold them back. You know, the husband trying to be the strong. I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about. But yet, to see somebody show up and ready to help at a moment's notice, it really ministers to people. Okay. All right, verse 12. What I want to do here is this. Verse 12 through the rest of the chapter, we'll see how many verses we go, but it all talks about one thing. For just as the body is one and has many members. Now, he's using this because of what he was explaining about the gifts of the Spirit, okay? So you can say it like this, just as the Spirit is one and it has many gifts. You could read it both ways. Is what he's telling you, that the body and the Spirit is one. The gifts and our many members are one. And all members of the body, though many, are one body, and so is it with Messiah. Now look what he says next. He says, for in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. Now the question is here, he's trying to minister something to them. Who is the all? The all are the Jews or Greeks, slave or free. And all are made to drink from one Spirit. You got to realize at the time that he wrote this and he was penning this, the Jews were this class and all the Gentiles were this class. But he was trying to say, no, we're all the same class. Free or slaves, the Holy Spirit, when you accept Yeshua as your Messiah and the Holy Spirit infills you and you operate, you're all on the same plane. Now, he's trying to say we're all like a body. Now, as we go through this and I read this, you can think about your own physical body. There's arms, there's legs, there's hands, there's feet. And naturally, you would probably try, and you can think, and I want you to do this, probably try to think of a member of your body, what's the most important. It's really hard to see what the most important is because let's just say the brain is the most important. Doc, would you say probably the brain would probably be the most important? Maybe, but what good is it without the heart or the lungs? It depends on the heart and lungs. The reason why I ask this is because I know Doc knows all things. And this is the thing, even though he's young, but here's the deal. What does shock mean? What shock means is this. The nurse is back there in the back. Here's what shock means. Your brain wants to live. And it will shut down everything except the heart and the lungs. Because it knows it needs the heart and the lungs because it needs oxygen up here to live. So that's what parts of your body will shut down. So this is the thing I'm just thinking of. What is the most important parts or segments of your body? Then as we read this, it's going to see that there's some that seems to be not as important as others. But still, can you live without a liver? You know, can you live without certain things? You can live without a gallbladder. You may have to take Maalox. But the thing about it is, you have to do something to take, if something goes out, something's got to help you so you don't have acid reflux. You see what I'm saying? So you just can't say, I don't need this part of the body, just get rid of it. Because if you do, you're going to have to do something externally to compensate. Because Yahweh created us with body parts. And they mean something, and we need those. Amen? So as we read this, this is what he's trying to tell us. And he's trying to tell us that the gifts are the same way. There's not one more important than the other. You're going to see in 1 Corinthians, if we ever get there one day, in chapter 14, that prophecy is very, very, very important. Because it ministers and gives us direction in our life. And that's why it's so important. But yet, all of these others are of equal importance. And it doesn't matter who you are, no matter what ethnicity you are, if you're a slave or a free man, if you have Yeshua, we're all on the same playing field, and the Holy Spirit operates in us all. Amen? Verse 14, for the body does not consist of one member, but many. The gifts are the same way. If the foot says, because I'm not the hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. And that's what I was talking before. If the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. And so he goes on and he's now going to talk about the eye and the hearing and the body. Where would the smell be? But look what he says in verse 18, because this is very, very important. Now, it says this, but as it is, Elohim arranged the members in the body. Now, let me stop there. Who arranged the members in the body? Yahweh did. And he did it because it's all about the principle of design. He understands that you need four fingers, but he also understands you need a thumb to grip. He understands when he builds us, he understands what white blood cells are for. White blood cells are there to fight the enemy that's inside the body that we can't see. There's no telling how many times that you've come across germs that could make you sick, that your own body protected you from being sick because your immune system was strong. If you don't believe me, you go to Walmart and you grab a buggy. Sometimes people wipe. But I have never figured this out. Why do you put a pharmacy with sick people in Walmart? And then you're going to give them a buggy. They're going to go, or whatever they do, scratch, scratch, itch, itch. And then they're going to go over there. They're going to put in their prescription. And you know you're not going to get it because it's by design, because they want you to do what? Shop. So now you're going all over in the grocery aisle. Oh, I don't need that. I don't need that. And you're handling everything. And you're sick. It's like, is there not a law that you're not supposed to have a pharmacy inside where people eat and people have food and everything? But what it's just what happens. But the Father knows. He created our body to be able to ward off things that... And then guess what? When our immune system gets to a place to where it can't, then He's developed a system to help us get through that also. That's the beautiful part of this. So he's talking about that Yahweh has arranged the many members of the body. And it was just like what we talked about earlier. If us men come from dirt and our women come from prime rib, that's his doing. Amen? And that's just to be the way it is. We just gonna have to accept that. It says each one of them... What does he say after each one of them? As what? As he chose. When people are fighting, am I male or a female? We got problems. We got problems. He chooses the gender. He knew me. He knew you before the foundations of the world. He knew you before you was in your mother's womb. In your mother's womb, not your father's womb. Now, they can create a father's womb. I don't know what kind of basket it looked like, but I'm telling you, that ain't what the design is. Understand, because what we're going through is, this is what's going to make it easier to be able to be used in the gifts, because you understand that it's by His design, not yours. We have nothing to do with this. When I'm standing there, this man When he stopped, it was by the unction of the Holy Spirit that he stopped. Now he went back and he started to go again. But it was the Holy Spirit that made the connection. He needed healing, but I needed the faith to be able to lay hands on him. I needed that. See, it wasn't just for him, it was for me too, because what are we doing? We're teaching this. And the Father is showing you're on the right path. I'm trying to give you some little hints that keep rolling in this vein, because this is what's going to have to happen in the days. Right now, we have, I think, in the United States, we have great health care. We got really good, but they're trying to kill that system. And if they kill the system, you're going to have to know that you're going to have to maybe trust him more and more if you can't get the health care that you think that you can get or what you're used to. They're already taking doctors. They're already taking all of that. We understand all of that. We're trying now to learn to do what? We're trying to learn now to eat better. We're trying to learn to now. It's a process. But in this process, I know a handful of us is learning how to do gardens, and you're learning how to put up stuff and eating better. That's all part of it. But we didn't get into this overnight. You won't get out of it overnight, but at least we got to make efforts to do something. You got to make the efforts to go forward. And you know what? Some will start now, some will start later. But as long as we start and we get it rolling in the right direction, that's what's important. But yet, Yahweh is the one who chooses. And in verse 19, it says, "And if all were a single member, where would the body be?" And this is what he's trying to tell us. We all can't be an arm, or you can't get around. You can't just use one of the gifts, because in other words, prophecy can't look at healing and say, "I have no need of you." Or the word of wisdom can't look at tongues and say, "I have no need of you." What he's saying is whatever we need at the time is what we need. I tell you, my heart at Revive, when I see people that are hurting, and I know of another incident that I can't say about. I can't say it. But there is a young lady that we met. And she is now, she's fighting cancer. But she is now saying, this way has failed. It's me and him. And she had the best attitude in the world. And her husband had the best attitude. Matter of fact, I guess I can say this. You may not know them, but your brother does. Do you know them? See? And I got, yeah. So all I'm saying is, isn't it odd? We go all the way to Tennessee. We meet someone who desperately needs a touch from the Father. Because without it, you don't have long. But yet, we meet them, we're connecting with them, and they already knew them. And they're here and we're up there. And his brother married them. You don't think the Father knows how to connect people? He knows how to connect people. No, that's right. They're getting out of that. They're coming out of that. Do you see how awesome this is? How you can, you want to hand her a mic? But I want so much for her to be healed.
Can we not be like Moses when he said, "You might better not do that, because what will the enemy say?" The enemy will say, "Well, their Elohim couldn't save them." When I'm thinking about this woman and others that we have prayed for, can we not say, "Yahweh, vindicate your own name"?
Amen.
Vindicate your own name. Don't let this woman die. Then the world, the nations, remember the scripture that I added in Joel 2:17? That the nations would say, "Where is their Elohim?" We don't want the nations saying, "Where is our Elohim?" We want to see this woman healed. As
Amen.
Mark says, we want to see visual
Amen.
Healing. Not for our sake.
That's right.
But that his great name be praised.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just lift up Cynthia right now. Father, all of us together, we cry out for her. Father, because if you don't intervene, Father, she has no hope. And Father, she has fought that battle. Her and her husband has fought that battle. Father, there's a body of believers that's sitting here that she don't even know really about. Father, we're lifting her up right now in the name of Yeshua. And I'm like, Father Rachel, Father, do this for your great name's sake. Father, that there would be, that she would be a living testimony in Yeshua's name. Father, it's teaching this without fruit is fruitless. Father, we need the fruit from your word. And we're asking for the fruit of your word from 1 Corinthians 12 to be manifested in Cynthia's life, in Brad's life, right now in Yeshua's name. And Father, we're asking that every cancer cell in that body be destroyed and killed in Yeshua's name. Father, because she is not relying any longer on the system. Father, because it can't touch it. What she has, nothing can touch it. Father, only your word can touch it. Only your life, only the stripes of Yeshua can defeat that disease in her body. Father, we just ask that you be, show yourself strong to Cynthia right now in Yeshua's name. And Father, that every vile cell in her body be destroyed in Yeshua's name. And Father, all of us together, we just hang together and we just believe together by faith that your great name, which will always be magnified, but that she would be a walking testimony of how you, we can't get across this Red Sea. Cynthia can't get across this Red Sea unless you open it. Amen. And Father, we're just asking you to open that Red Sea for her. And we're asking you, Father, to open that Jordan for her, to bring her into that promised land and to bring healing to her body in Yeshua's name. Because your son already took the beating. He took the bruising for the outside and for the inside. All diseases, the plagues of Egypt, has no place on your children. And so, Father, we thank you for that. All of us agree together in Yeshua's name. Cynthia, be healed in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. Amen. This is, the Father gives us these gifts because he loves us. He gives us these gifts so we don't have to suffer. And what has happened to us, I believe, in America, and I say this because we really have a good health care system. We can go to the doctor. We can have things done to us that can help us get well. But there's third world countries. There's places to where, like in Kenya, they don't have this. If something happens to them, Yahweh has to intervene in their life or they will die. I'm telling you, an appendix is just a small little thing that just sticks somewhere around your colon down there. But you let that one little dude rupture and it dumps poison into your body and you become sepsis, you're going to what? You're going to die. We take this for granted. And I sometimes, and I think this is what the Father's doing in me, is trying to convey to you, people need help. People need help. And like I said, and I'll tell Casey, hallelujah, and for the nurses, hallelujah for doctors and nurses. Amen, because I couldn't do what they do. I couldn't, you know, see the stuff that they see and deal with that. And I am so thankful. Because if it wasn't for a lot of doctors and nurses today, we'd have a lot of dead Christians. What I really love now is these Christian or these believing doctors and nurses. Because when I go into a place, that's right, that believes in him, yeah, he uses them. And because you know what? I feel really comfortable when one will pray for me. Amen. Because that doctor and that nurse knows that this is what I can do for you. But living and dying is on him. Amen. That's where that comes from. So I'm just saying this. I am so thankful that we have the doctors and nurses. I don't want this to look like that I'm not thankful for that. I am. I'm very thankful. But what I'm trying to say is this. We live in a great country. That's why so many people from other countries, I'm talking ministers and missionaries from other countries, come over here and they will say, you in America have no faith. Because we rely on the system. The Father designed something for us to use. This is what we need to use. And I think the Father is going to pour back into our hearts natural
Arnold and them gardening and getting diet right and getting all of that stuff right. It's spirit, soul, and body. It's not one or the other. It's everything working together. That's the beautiful thing. The Father has it, and He's bringing us back to His way of doing things. And that's what I'm really excited about. And I'm really, like I said before, I'm really wanting to see the manifestations of the Spirit operating in people's lives. Amen. And seeing these things, not just an internal, I'm just talking about things happening in people's lives. Because I know it can happen. It's happened too many times before. We just need His Spirit. Amen. Let's go down to verse 25. Now, all of this was talking about, well, let me read verse 22, and then we'll go to 25. It says, on the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are absolutely necessary. This is a very, very important scripture. Mine says indispensable, but I looked up the word. It says that the weaker parts of, did you think are they're absolutely necessary? It just shows you that everything in your body is absolutely necessary. Amen. And I'm just glad the Father sometimes gives us two of things in case we lose one. Amen. Because we realize that's absolutely necessary. But guess what? He's also telling us that the gifts are absolutely necessary. We just can't throw it away because we don't understand it. He needs to bring that revelation. So He's saying here that even though some seem to be weaker in the body, they're absolutely necessary. And all of this is given. Now we go down to verse 25, and it says, all of this is given for a reason, that there may be what? No division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. This is so important. He gives us that we can walk in unity. You know, it was so interesting because when we got to Revive, our t-shirts, what did it say? Unify. And it had the candlestick with all of the different branches, but it had unify. And that's what He's saying. One branch is not better than the other branch. You know, counsel is not better than power, the fear of the Lord versus knowledge or understanding. See, we can have knowledge all day long, but without understanding, what is it? And the thing is what does understanding do? It produces for us to be able to walk in wisdom. Because wisdom is what we do to be able to change lives and cause our whole environment to change. So He's saying that this is always put together in a way that there would be no division in the body. He's talking about the members. They don't argue with one another. We function. We function. Now, let me ask you this. Since we're doing medical stuff today, I don't know how we get on this medical stuff. But there have been people that's lost a limb or a member of their body. And I've heard many, many times, even though they've lost that limb, they think that limb's still there. They'll move out. If they've lost this part, they'll still reach out like they can reach for something because something's there. It's not normal not to have the member there. And so I thought that was so amazing that their body just involuntarily will do certain things. They say people that's lost their legs, they'll go to get up and without realizing, oh, they're not there anymore. That's really amazing to me because it shows us that we are to function. Now, here's what we're saying here. The gifts, us at River of Life, what was happening at Revive, no matter where you go, we are to function in unity. We are to walk. We're not to be high and mighty, I'm better than you, I'm a Greek, I'm a Jew, I'm a this. You know what I'm saying? We all need to be unified. I can't wait till that day happens. I really saw a lot of it there. I still saw some issues, but I'm just so looking for this unity to really start operating. And that's why I think His message was so great with a dot on the board, is because if we can't stop functioning, or if we cannot stop focusing on that dot, until we can stop focusing on the dot, we're in trouble. It's just you and yourself and you and your problems. If you can't see that there's a lot of white going on around you and quit focusing on that, once we can quit focusing on that, we quit focusing solely on ourselves, He can use us. And that's what I have learned over these past few years. It's taken me a little time, but the thing is that's what we need to do is we have to learn that we are to focus not on ourselves, but focus outwardly on others. He just does great things with that. So that there would be no division in the body, that the members may have the same care for one another. And then it says this, if one member suffers, all suffer together. Now this is the test. So I'm going to be honest again. Sometimes in life, I'm talking about this body right here. Let's just, within these walls right here. If a member suffers, do we suffer? I will tell you, for the most part, we do. But do I suffer more if something happens to him than if something happens to him? That's what's got to be cleaned up. Or what happens to her? We need to suffer equally no matter who it is. Because, see, we can be closer to somebody than we are the other. And a prayer request can come in that really can, oh, man, I can't believe this. But if what if a prayer request comes in for somebody else in the body? And we just sort of look at it, you know, Lord. Or judge it, or say, you know, Lord, just throw up something. Is there, there should be an urgency for every, yes, Yeshua did. There should be an urgency. That's what true unity is all about, that we love one another. It doesn't matter who it is in this body. If we're kin to somebody, if we're not, if we're best friends with somebody, it needs to be an urgency that no matter, because you know what, guys, He placed you here. Just like he's telling us something in here. In communities all over the world, He's placing people because He knows how we are. That we are lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and we're the pride of life. He knows that a lot of us have pride. He knows that a lot of us, we think more highly than we ought. He knows that some people, we may have a good job, somebody may not have a good job. We made it, you know, there's status or whatever you want to say. But He just told me up here in this, there's no Jew or Greek. There's no slave or free. We all have the Holy Spirit. We all have Yeshua. We're all one body and we all need one another. Whether you're the little finger or the thumb. Are they three tall guys that think that they it? Because these other ones are short and this other one's short and fat. But the thing about it is we all need one another. And that's what He's trying to... So the test, that's what I'm saying, the test is this. And this is what I want you to notice. If one member suffers, do we all suffer together? I think we can say this, if one member honored, we all rejoice together. But I'm just wanting us to know, because He puts this in here as a test. If something happens to Mr. Ted... Does it affect me the same as it happens to my brother-in-law, Doug? It needs to. Amen? It needs to. Because he's part of this body. Even though Doug, I've known him, he's a brother-in-law, I'd do anything in the world for him. But you know what? I'll do anything in the world for Mr. Ted, too. Because I remember when they were moving here, Arnold, me and you was up on that roof. We were power washing there. We was trying to get them set up for when they, hey, they loved us enough to move from Florida, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. They got tired of laying out on the beach. And they moved up here to Lucedale, Mississippi. But what I'm saying is, but look, when somebody wants to move here because they want to be with you, that's a love. And we needed to be there. And we needed to be able to help them get settled in there. That's the beautiful thing. It's not going to be long, I think, Zeb. Think maybe next week we got to move some things. You know, a lot of people can get out there and they can do some things. Now, I will say this, in the moving department, you know, give us at least a week or two notice. You know, sometimes if we're on our way to revive, it's hard to stop and do that. But you know what I'm saying? That's what this is really about. So that's what he's saying here, that if one member suffers, we all should suffer. And then it says this in verse 27, now you are the body of Messiah and individually members of it. Now I wrote down here on this right here. this is something that's really been a theme that's going through for me. Servanthood is to serve. Stewardship is to manage what? His kingdom. The Great Commission was about saving, was about healing, was about deliverance, and about teaching Torah. That's discipling. That's the four things of the Great Commission that he gave us to do. Which one's the most important? Yes. They're all equally important. Because if you get somebody saved and you don't do the rest, they will backslide. Salvation without Torah teaching is not going to make it. They're just not going to make it. I've seen it. But at the same time, healing, deliverance, all of that, when somebody gets saved and they ask Yeshua to come in their life, he gives us the power to overcome. Look, are they generational curses? You bet they are. Do you believe that people, there can be hurts? Just because somebody comes up here, they can accept Yeshua as their Lord and Savior, and they can be excited, and they can, and you're going to be, and all of the above. But if you're not dealing with things of generational situations, it doesn't just stop right there. This is where it all, the journey starts there. Sometimes later, because what, about 4 or 5 years later, all of a sudden things start cropping up in your life and you don't know where they're coming from. You don't want, it's things that need to be purged. There may be some unconfessed sin. There needs to be things that need to come out of there. But the Father's got time. He knows who we are. And he gives us these gifts to be able to deal with these situations. And that's what's so beautiful about what the Father is doing for us in our life. Amen.